Okay, ready?
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to start the show, Lewis. Do you mind? Lewis, am I shutting the fuck up? Is that okay?
The shutty the fuck yip.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Pitch Side. And Tom, I got a bone to pick with you, son. Do you remember our little bet?
Yeah.
Oh, is that why you're sad today?
No, I've hurt my neck. I don't know how I've hurt.
Oh, he's hurt his neck.
It's not really hurting my head.
Maybe you hurt your neck from carrying the show. Am I right?
Yeah, man. I mean, that would be a back more than
but yeah, we've got...
You owe me £100.
Unless you carry stuff on your head.
Well, I owe you a gift up to £100. Yeah,
you do actually, yeah. Because what was that said?
You've actually ruined that for yourself now, because obviously it was supposed to be a surprise for next stream and name. Yeah.
What was?
Well, the whole point is like...
Yeah, but we know who's... But each of us knew who...
No, I know, but the whole point is you forget about it and then go,
I haven't forgotten about it, because when Arsenal got the draw, which was a result away the Etihad... I saw money light up in my eyes.
Also, by the way...
It's and then, obviously, you will get that as soon as I get my £50 for the Wiggles, but...
Oh, I see how
we've,
it
okay. We
I like that, yeah.
It's fair, isn't it?
Yeah. Tick £50 off the present, really. He should. You can't expect him to pay his bet and you don't pay yours.
Yeah, I have paid my bet.
Has he?
Have you?
Yeah.
When?
Bought you a few drinks every night.
When?
The other day.
What day was this?
One of the days in last week, I don't know.
Like I've never, you've never ever bought me a drink and I've not got you one back, ever.
Also, Theo and I had a chat earlier and he seems to think the game was really entertaining.
What? Oh, yes. Let me preface this story.
The worst game of the season.
Okay, it was shit.
You might say that because you watched it on mute in the bedroom. Okay, I watched it. I watched the so this whole narrative for like this boring game here. I was baffled by it because I watched it in a busy sports bar with the oh my god, it was like a surround sound system. It was loud. I could hear the crowd. I felt like I was immersed in the game and I was there. So and I really
there was three shots on target the whole game.
Yeah, but
because you had a few beers and there was a loud atmosphere where you were. Yeah. That doesn't mean the game was good.
But I enjoyed it.
You said 23% possession.
That was smart from us.
That isn't the argument. No one's saying you couldn't enjoy it, but it wasn't a good game.
Yeah, but because of that reason and the fact that it was my birthday, I enjoyed the game. I thought it was a fun game because I had a great time. I had a burger.
You had good memories from the day.
I had nachos and a burger at the same time.
But the game is like, to distract I feel like remove yourself from the situation for a second. The game itself was a tough watch.
It was painful.
But each to their own. I had a great time watching it.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah,
but okay, no, surely that's the argument.
As an Arsenal fan, are you not frustrated that you went there and pretty much just parked the bus for?
But we didn't, though.
You did.
We actually didn't. If you look at the analysis of the game, and if you used your brain cell for once,
the analysis of the game.
Set up to not do that, and then we managed because we're so good at football. We had to adapt to City's change of tactics.
Okay, so
as well.
We set out to not do that, and then we actually defended into parking
very
the bus.
Well. Man of the match, Saliba, in my opinion, he was absolutely fantastic. Shut out one of the best strikers in the world.
You're looking at a team that went. Gabriel was better.
You're looking at a team that went away at the Etihad, who are supposedly the best team in the fucking world.
And didn't play football. You just parked the bus. You got a result, which is fair enough, but you can't say you tried to win.
The bus. We had to adapt the change of style.
You didn't try to win the game.
That doesn't make any sense.
You didn't try to win. You could have...
Brain, watch the game. Clearly, I'm the only one who watched the game properly.
You handed the lead of the title to Liverpool. You could have went out, and if you got a win there, that was huge.
We could have gone there and lost 4-0. What is it?
Actually, he said that was going to happen.
What is it with, like, Arsenal get a result at the Etihad, and now you're saying Arsenal have dropped the title?
Because this is a City team who you've already beat. You know you can do it. You know that you're this big team. If you're going to win the title, this is the size of game.
You thought Arsenal would lose 4-0.
That's an unfair call, because in the last 7 outings at that ground, we've never come away with anything other than a loss.
I'm not saying you have to win, but I'm saying show a bit more urgency to try to at least win the game. If you want to win the title, this is the kind of game that can give you a massive
fall. You say that, but it wasn't like City were creating loads either.
Yeah, but
you
had 11 men there. It was ridiculous.
It was two defences going at each other. It was great.
No, there was one defence staying on the edge of your box.
I think it's a good result. You've got 4 points off City this season.
It's a good result.
It's a good result. You will look back on that game and think...
We could have got them on the counter.
No, it's not even that.
When
is City going to field a team that bad this season with all their players out?
I mean,
that was a chance to go and
go at them.
Do you
know what's crazy about that statement is that?
Yeah, we all know they've got depth and they're still a good team. Yeah, we all get that. But they still had three key players missing. Like, you should have had more bottle and gone for it. Because that could have won you the title yesterday, going to win.
We're not out of the title.
No, you're not at all, but you went there to lose.
Most people thought we were going to go there and get battered.
And this is my whole thing with Arsenal. This is my whole thing with Arsenal. I don't think everyone thought, other than him, no one said you were going to get
mine
battered.
Mine was more of a hope, if anything.
As always.
Yeah, no, I just think it's a good result. It's just, it's a bit disappointing that, you know, that's an opportunity to go clear in the league and say, yeah, we're not going to try and drag it on as much as possible. We want to close it out.
Would you come away with more...
maybe respect, another shot?
More respect for Arsenal if it ended up being 2-2 as opposed to 0-0, which is the same outcome.
If it was reverse and City were away at the Emirates in the same position, they would have went to get 3 points.
They would not have played like that.
They would have went for it.
So why are you not looking at City saying they're at home and they still haven't managed
they
to score?
They did try.
With 70% possession, are you sure you're not looking at them saying
you're completely missing the point?
It's embarrassing that they haven't scored.
No, you defended well. They tried to, though.
But they couldn't. That's the point. You defended well.
You defended with 11 men on the ball brilliantly.
Puts on a good defensive display.
If you're going to be the best team in the league, should the best team in the league go against City with 11 men beyond the ball?
That's the Premier League champions.
You stop some team in world football from scoring it at their home
ground. You're trying to be better than them.
And you're cowering away.
But it's still Manchester City.
You can't put them on this pedestal. You already beat them this season.
What do you mean you can't put them on the pedestal? They won a treble last year.
Yeah, but you have beat them this season. You are the Premier League title leaders at the time.
Every time you bring up Arsenal beating City, you say it's an absolute joke and fucking didn't happen.
In all honesty, do you not think going to that ground and keeping a clean sheet is a good result.
It's
better than the narrative of City not being able to.
I think we agree.
I think it's a good result, but some teams go there
to do exactly the same thing.
You are the creme of the crop.
I'm not saying that's exactly what we did. That would have been the original plan, but hey, that's how the game developed. Some teams go there to do exactly that and get beat 5-0 anyway.
Okay. Yeah, no, but yous aren't them. Liverpool and City are going for the title. You cannot compare yourself to how Newcastle, Everton, Villa go play at City because you should be even with them.
Yeah.
You're going for the title.
What did Spurs do? 3-3 at the Etihad. They went for them. They took the lead. Okay. Then they went down 2-1. Then they clawed it back twice. That's how you should have gone at City.
Both teams ended up with points. They
went to win. You didn't go to win yesterday. You didn't.
Yeah, but also going there
we
to not
up at the start
also going there to not
changed.
Lose is fuck. Just as effective.
We actually it's did. Just, if you go back and watch the
mate,
game,
you
we
had
set
a,
up
you
to
had a shot. You had
if
one
you
shot.
Go back and watch the game, first 20-30 minutes, we set up to win that game.
You had one shot,
and then
bro.
We had to adapt. To City were too much.
Saka, I don't know why Saka didn't play. Fucking Ødegaard was passing to Men in Blue.
By the way, what I'm saying is absolutely true.
I agree.
No, it's actually true. You're just being blinded by the hate.
It's not. You have given away your lead in the title now to Liverpool. Liverpool are now.
We set up to win that game, and then because City were too good, and they overpowered us, we then had to defend.
No, they weren't that good.
Go and watch the game.
City did. City were poor yesterday.
Go back and watch the game.
That was one of your biggest. You'll look back on that and think, "Fuck, why didn't we go?" Because I tell you what, Liverpool would have, and that's exactly why Liverpool have now got the upper hand. And most people think Arsenal, I think, are a better team than Liverpool, but Liverpool have probably got a better chance of winning this title because they don't play like that. You put City on a pedestal, like you've just said. How do you expect us to play against mighty Man City? But you already beat them.
Never said that.
You've already beat them.
You said treble winners.
You're like, oh my God, they're treble winners. How do you expect us to play?
Arsenal set up to
not with 11 men behind the ball.
And then they had to change. They had to adapt. So it's a good.
What did you have to adapt to? I don't get it.
We had to go more defensive. We set up to win that game, then to adapt to go more defensive. Because City were dominating possession, so you obviously have to adapt to it.
Dominate possession. You didn't know that going into the game. They were going to dominate
75% possession. Is quite
because
a lot
you allowed
of
them to. How can you
stop
see
trying?
That?
But
you
we still didn't lose away at the Etihad. It's 4 points.
You had two. You played like how Albion would play
Arsenal
at City.
Got 4 points out of six against City, and you're somehow turning this narrative into
it's a good result. It's a missed opportunity.
It's deeper than that. That was a massive opportunity to basically win the league yesterday. I think
it was. Like you're still obviously in it, but if you get to the end of the season and you don't win it, you'll be looking at the game thinking, do you
that's
what
a
we should have taken
a
risk
chance. Had two of their best players out or starters, other key players out, you were full strength, you're on absolute fire at the minute, you're beating everyone. That was such a big chance to go there and make a statement and beat them. I think
we still didn't lose.
I know that. Oh my God, you're missing.
It's a good result. It's a good result.
The expectation was to go there and lose by literally.
You thought
universally, everyone other than Arsenal.
That was
fan.
You even
whole.
Had a bet with me saying Arsenal won't get a result.
I didn't think you would, no.
So,
because I didn't expect you to play with two banks of four.
But also, us losing that game means we're completely out of the title, right?
No.
We're not out of it.
I think you're being completely out.
Maybe mentally. Yeah. Maybe mentally.
That's what I mean. Psychologically, we come away with a clean sheet at the Etihad and move forward.
You might well go win the title now.
According to you guys, if Arsenal didn't win the game, anything else other than not winning like 4-0 or winning that game is just a failure.
No, I still think you're in the title race, definitely. You've got a massive chance of winning the league, but that could have been a massive statement and impact on actually winning it. Now, Liverpool, who've got the best running, by the way, have got a lead on you. And I just think mentality-wise, Liverpool would look at that and just think that was a bit flaky from Arsenal yesterday. The fact that you didn't even go for it once in the second half. I never once thought you were going to score. It was
Martinelli on the edge of the box, like briefly once, and that was it.
I thought it was... I thought it was a missed opportunity, that's all.
But what are you not looking at? Defensive display from Arsenal was just...
It was brilliant.
Shut out one of the best strikers in the world, again.
He's shit.
But I mean... I don't know. I always get a bit... When you put 11... Do you know when Inter beat Barca all them years ago and all they did was just camp on the edge of the box? Is that a brilliant defensive display? Just standing there and...
No, I'll give it to you as that is good defensively because like Newcastle tried to do that and it didn't work.
Yeah, Arsenal defensively keep up the best teams in the world.
I'm saying it's good.
You weren't saying that until we fucking changed his mind.
Yes, I fucking was. I fucking was saying that.
No, it's not. Arsenal haven't
been
proved.
I was saying that. We tried to camp 11 on the outside box and we conceded.
Why you put that vein away?
I was trying to fucking back the guy.
Arsenal have improved so much that you've now gone from saying it's bottling DNA to why have you not gone for it?
Because expectations change. I'm so confused. You want me to compare and act as if you're a top four team? Your expectation is to win the league. And this at some point, you've got to pull the trigger and be like, do you know what? This is the game that we can actually stamp
I still don't think we'll win it though.
But if you won yesterday, you'd be thinking, do you know what? This might be it.
I'll tell you what.
We did our predictions last week and I said that we still think Man City are going to win.
I think Liverpool will now.
I thought Liverpool for a while now.
But their running, mate, is quite...
I said Liverpool ages ago.
I think their running is...
But they still have like Spurs and Man United who are technically like banana skins. Though,
but Spurs never win at Liverpool, do they? Like they've got a really bad record.
Game though.
Just like Arsenal's record at the Etihad, it's not great.
And he still isn't.
Still got a point.
I just think you're not understanding what we're saying.
I completely get it.
It's a great result from Arsenal. The 4 points from City in any season is brilliant, but that's just the black and white version of it. If that game yesterday was a chance for you to win, you definitely could have won that game.
Do you not think so?
And you didn't even show a real intent to. That's all I'm saying. I just think...
But when both teams were flat, it's not like we're looking and going, oh, wow, City absolutely peppered.
That's like the frustrating thing, they didn't look good.
Yeah, City didn't look good
at
all.
That's like the frustrating part of it. Like, you could have got a result there.
City was just relentless, attack.
Yeah, no, but you could have beat them, is what we're saying. If you want to assert yourselves on the title when you're running into the final nine games of the season...
Yeah, but sometimes you just have to take your medicine if you're coming up against the best team in the world.
Yeah, it's fair, but at least try to win the game.
Eight of the players tried very hard not to lose that game.
No, try to win though.
Sometimes not losing a game is good enough for the momentum going forwards.
This is why they all shagged the Invincibles because all they did was not lose. Oh, let's just not lose.
Question,
fucking
right?
Win.
Mourinho would absolutely take that exact same result.
Is this season a failure?
Prime Mourinho would be what?
Is this season a failure if Arteta wins nothing now?
100%.
I think it's a massive failure.
100%.
You have no excuse. You've had the investment. You've had the time.
Objectively, yes, but like you can definitely see that the squad as a whole is improving year on year.
I know, but you're not getting the results.
You spent £100 million on the midfield.
Very difficult to say that. You know,
it's 100% a failure if you don't win. After watching that, the way you play yesterday is. Will benefit you in Europe, I think, away from home. I think you have got a sneaky chance in the Champions League. Now. I think you've got a better chance of winning the Champions League than the Premier League.
Really?
Yeah.
When we come up against City again?
I think Madrid could beat City.
Because I think Real Madrid will beat City, yeah.
Real Madrid?
I could see Arsenal beating Real Madrid.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Yeah. There's something about Arsenal in the league. I think yes, he was just a big... I think you pooped your pants.
They can never win then.
No, it's more.
They're doing it again. We can never win.
they're putting an absolutely unbelievable defensive performance. And the only thing you can take from the fact is they didn't go and try.
Was it unbelievable?
Saliba and Gabriel were fantastic.
Any defender with a bit of physicality can shut down Haaland easily.
Liverpool went and did that. And you talk about how Van Dijk shut that. How Van Dijk this, Van Dijk. Look at him shutting out Haaland. But then you haven't said a fucking word about Saliba.
They were brilliant.
Made him do nothing. I think it was,
this is Liverpool have shut Haaland out all season when they played him, and they actually went and scored at the Etihad, being 1-0 down. Like, they showed a bit of intent.
This just comes more from frustration.
I think that's very different. If we go 1-0 down and then don't show any intent to either try and draw or win the game, that's very different from keeping a clean sheet.
Why not go for it from the start? You're more than good enough to go and beat City. You are.
Maybe he's not. I don't know.
So you either don't believe in yourselves or your manager doesn't believe in your players.
Which is it?
Idiot. I don't understand how coming away with a point at the end. It's not. Bearing in mind, we've lost.
We keep saying that's a good result.
It's because you're just looking at it. I'm not saying it's a good result.
I'm saying it's not a bad result.
No, I'm saying it's a good result. I'm saying the intent was bad. You went there for that.
Yeah.
That's what champions do, is it?
You beat them earlier in the season when they had Edison, Walker, Stones, like three of their best players. They didn't have them yesterday. That was a chance for you to win, I think. But when you finish third again this season, you'll look back and go, "Oh, at least we've improved."
What's your thoughts on Haaland then?
He's poor.
Roy Keane had an interest in court. Waiting for my apology from you.
Gabriel and Saliba so far rent free in his head that he couldn't kick a football.
Yeah, I mean, I love that. Like,
yeah.
Are you just going to apologise?
It's a bit of a stupid statement from Keane. But
every striker goes through a period where they struggle.
No, I mean, but you're not apologising.
Even Gary Neville said
it was me who first said if he ever wins a Ballon d'Or, I'll stop watching football.
I know, but Keane.
I don't know why you're turning around going, we should apologise to
because
you've called him a spoon.
No, because a couple of weeks ago, I was saying, yes, he's brilliant in these areas, but he has gaping holes in his game.
No one denied massively, that.
Yes, I was getting. Yeah, I was getting fucking ripped. Yes, I was.
Gaping hole.
Hang on. Gaping holes, yes. Yeah, so massive.
But you said one of the gaping holes in his game wasn't finishing, though. And that was what he was bad at 2 days ago.
Yeah, it was shit at finishing, but he is missing sitters like a madman at the moment. I mean, this guy is so overhyped, I'm sorry. I think he's a good finisher. Just that one, these missed chances doesn't make me think he's not a bad finisher. He can't head to save his life, but he has massive fucking holes in his game. And Roy Keane now agrees with me. He saw my take and he backed me up.
Shut up, man.
Yeah, we all know.
You have to hold that, you're rinsing me. And now Roy Keane says it and you're back down.
He's still the top goal scorer in the Premier League.
Yeah, but he has gaping holes. You're looking at that goal start and acting as if he's a perfect striker.
This guy, is arguably the best striker in the world, right?
No, it's not arguably. It's out of the question. Kane's better than him.
But he's still.
How many minutes have Bayern you watched this season?
He's still up there.
Anyone with a brain knows Haaland's not better than Kane.
That's just because the striker goes through a little purple, like an opposite of a purple patch, so to speak.
A brown patch.
Just because he went through a brown patch doesn't make him some fucking shit striker.
He is gaping. He is a shit footballer. A great finisher.
Mate, what are you talking about?
Roy Keane says about a man with a surname Haaland with a pinch of salt.
Mate, you see that training footage of him where he couldn't pass the ball 3 yards. It was like watching me.
You mean in the warm up?
You have all these City players doing tricks, flicks, all this brilliant stuff, one touch football. Haaland miscontrolled it. It's going out of play.
Have you actually got mental?
Mate, the guy is terrible.
Are you calling Erling Haaland?
Yeah, he's playing for City, mate. He has the same goals per minute than Chris Wood. Do you know Isak has more goals per minute? It's a better shot conversion rate than him.
Mate, you are losing. You know when we said this?
No, because you sit and look at stats and wank off over his 50 goals last season.
No, because we actually watch him play.
You should see his utensils on his feet.
Why haven't you said this for the last 18 months?
I've been harboring these feelings, but it's fucking.
I got
shit, man.
I got cooked all season last year for saying Haaland wouldn't do that well. And now suddenly because he's
I apologise to you.
Right, but he is doing
it.
No one claims that Haaland isn't the most technically gifted player.
He's just a very efficient striker.
Yeah, but he's a backtracking here because I'm not saying these two come at me.
He is the absolute best at finishing, moving and and he's game within the box. Okay, look, that's exactly what I fucking said.
No,
no, 23 goal contributions and 23 starts.
He's still...
This season
he's
still.
Playing for City, mate. He's fucking underperforming his XG.
Mate, his hold-up game and his link-up game is a lot better than you give him credit for. It's a lot better.
No, mate.
He wouldn't play for City if he couldn't do that.
No other striker for City has ever come near to his goal-per-game record.
Hmm? That's great. I'm not disputing that he's a great scorer. I'm saying
he has.
That's only eight.
That's not a rebuttal to what I'm saying, because I'm not saying he's a bad goal scorer. So listen how stats of his goal scoring and stuff isn't disagreeing with what I'm saying. I'm saying there's areas of his game which he needs to improve on. Luckily, he's got the best manager in the world to coach him, and he will get better.
If I was a footballer, I'd sooner be in the 99th percentile of
goal scoring.
Of stuff that I'm supposed to do than just, you know. No,
it'd be the 1%.
In terms of how City play, what does he need to improve on then?
Look, well, no, he does his job for City, except for in recent games where he's missing these key chances.
He's just playing badly. He's in a bad run of form.
Yeah, well, that's fair enough. I'm just saying there are holes in his game where a lot of the time he's caught up front solo, and he's trying to take on defenders, run past defenders, and he's just not got it in his locker. He literally can't run with the ball.
But he has got that in his locker because he's done it loads of times before.
Well, that's fine if you go back fucking years if you want.
Well, what about the start season against Everton?
What are you
can pick up.
This is the most stupid debate I've ever heard.
What about, fuck, mate, you can sit and wank off Haaland because he's scored 50 against Everton
to start the season. Don't wank off Haaland, but I
do.
You know, you can come to appreciate just how good he is at what he's good at.
Look, again, no, I'm not dis. When have I not done that? I've said he's a brilliant goal scorer.
What more do you want? Him not being well rounded is a detriment to his game. It's not, though. He might as well be so fucking good at that's what he gets purchased for by Manchester City and is now like a treble.
Isak has got more to his game than Haaland. He's better at more things.
Yeah.
No one in the world is taking Isak over Haaland.
Correct, yeah.
Also, Lewis, you can't say he's a brilliant footballer and then 5 minutes ago you literally said he's a shit footballer.
Yeah, but you call people shit and they're not shit.
No, you know,
that's just how you talk about football.
You said
football.
It with a vein popping out your
shit. Everyone talks like that about footballers. Obviously, he's playing the Premier League and the best team in the world as a treble winner. He's obviously not shit, but like that's just a word you use, isn't it?
I agree with that. But it's obviously. I just don't understand why he needs to be brilliant at everything.
He doesn't need to, but it's not a problem for me to point out that he has these holes in his games. It's fine to have those holes, but he has them.
If he did need to improve in those areas, do you not think Guardiola would be doing that? As opposed to making him better at what
City
he's already
play,
good at?
The way he is,
he doesn't
fine.
Need to be better.
He's just in a bad run.
Pep Guardiola's gone, right, you're that good at that, mate. Let's stick you doing that thing and we'll just have you doing that.
I'm not a fan of the idea where he's missing for 80 minutes of the game and like then he'll score maybe one or two. And
that's why
always done that, though.
People used to say, oh my God, he's had 8 touches to go game and score 2
but
goals.
You're basically playing with a handicap at that point. City are brilliant. Would they be even better if they had a player who could do what Harry Kane does? City.
What, like Aguero? And did they ever win a treble with Aguero?
We're talking about a completely different team there. The team's massively
evolved
now.
City have 10 other players that could play against a 14-man team and still control the game. They don't need Haaland to be that person.
So
he's an ends to
that's why they actually got
him. If you put Haaland into a different team that's not City who can't do that, would Haaland still be getting the same amount of goals?
What's his record like at Salzburg and Dortmund?
Yeah, no, we're talking about the Premier League, not fucking Dortmund.
Check his Champions League record.
If what you're trying to say,
this guy has scored goals, a goal per game at every club he's ever been at.
If what you're trying to say is Harry Kane better at Burnley than Haaland would be, then yes. That's what we're trying to get to.
Haaland is so good. He's so good at what he's good at. Teams sign him and play him and build the team around him.
Tom, I'll read out his last.
Or check his Norway fucking stats.
I'll do his last 6 seasons. Salzburg, 28 goals in 22 games.
I'm agreeing he's a
Dortmund,
good goal scorer.
16 goals,
that's
18
better than
games.
Good, mate.
It's not disputed. Yeah, 41 goals, 41 games. 29 goals, 30 games. 52
not
goals, 53 games.
I've said earlier that you listen off goal scoring stats is not disputing a thing I've said.
But he's
I agree. He's fucking class.
He's one of the best goal scorers we've ever seen. He doesn't need to get the ball on the half line and dribble past
people.
But that doesn't mean
that it's fucking blasphemy just to point out, okay, in these areas he's weak. I'm not even saying he necessarily needs to improve them. I'm just saying in these areas of the game, he isn't good.
Okay.
And then yous agree. And that's not a crazy thing to say. And Roy Keane plays in the league too.
But you're doing that thing what Tom pointed out the other day. Like, not everyone is Messi and Ronaldo, mate. You can't have every single facet of your game and still be an amazing goal scorer.
That's fair enough, yeah.
So I don't get the point.
All I did originally was point out Haaland has these fucking flaws in his game. And if you take away the goal scoring, he's just watching him. He looks shit.
Exactly.
I don't think he's easy on the eye. He never has been. But I don't understand. I don't get what the point is.
That's just me looking at the player and saying, yeah, he looks shit. Take that away, he looks shit in this, and he has a biscuit tin head. You're all right to say that. He's not untouchable just because he scored
Gabriel's
15 a season.
Fucking you're not sure about his dribbling though.
Mate, Ronaldo has had criticism in his career, and he's a far superior player than Haaland will ever be. So, like, I don't know why Haaland's this untouchable player.
I'd like to envisage that you play FM and you go, right, who's got tens across the board as opposed to like, who's a 15?
I just don't know why Haaland's got this like protective bubble around him.
He doesn't, mate. Everyone's slating him.
I mean, I had
worst take of the season for saying he was going to be shit in the Prem. people don't always have this, you know, also, universal opinion that he's amazing, mate.
Also, his shit is still far superior to every other striker in the world. Yeah.
But just you're saying
he's shit, but he's still top goal scorer.
Yeah, but no, you have to take. You have to take it with a pinch of salt, though. He is playing in the.
You can't say that about every striker. No. That's like saying, "Oh, yeah, but Messi. Oh, you got to take it with a pinch of salt, because is that Barcelona, the best team in the world? Yeah. Ronaldo,
Last season, when he scored that many goals, you don't need to take a pinch of salt because he was so clear. It was fine. This year, he's not as clear, and he's playing in the best team in the world as well.
Pinch of salt playing at PSG. Oh wait, he did it in a World Cup final.
I can't even apply to like what I've just said.
It's the worst league.
You've got to take every goal
Mbappe scores to PSG, you've got to take a pinch of salt because it's in a farmers league.
Well, yeah, you do have to take it with a pinch of salt. Yeah,
but then he proved it on the world stage at the World Cup. Yeah,
but he's not arguing that, is he?
Yeah.
He's not.
Should we move on? Because I feel like this next segment, we might all have similar teams, so this would be an interesting one. We're going to do our title race 11, ladies and gentlemen. That obviously involves players from Liverpool, Man City and Arsenal. Full 11.
I don't think it will be the same.
Really?
No, I think there's going to be a few.
Mine's very different.
I think you might be wrong.
Do not change your list.
I'm not changing.
Lewis, read your list out now.
I'll do mine last. I'm not changing it. I've never changed my list.
We get a longer clip out if it goes last.
Yeah. People like to wait for Lewis.
I'll go first. Actually, you know what? I'm going to save my underrated.
I'll go. We'll go across and then to Lewis, yeah?
Yeah, go on.
I've got Alisson, obviously.
Yeah.
Then the back four. I've tried to be a bit of a, like, I'm a manager. So I've gone, like, I'm going to pretend we're actually going to use this team.
Oh, so you got Gabriel in your
team.
So I've gone Walker, Van Dijk, Gabriel for the left side. For the left side of centre half. And I've gone Ake left back. I've struggled with...
It was hard, wasn't it?
Yeah, like, Robertson's been poor this season, I think. Zinchenko and Kivior.
Well, he's also struggled with injury this season, Robertson.
I know, but he's not as good as you are. I think Ake is absolutely solid.
But if everyone was fully fit, I think Robertson would be the man. Yeah.
2 years ago, maybe. I don't know about now.
Come on, man.
No,
Oh, come on.
Robertson was getting, like, this Liverpool fans been like slating him this season. Even when he's played, he hasn't been his best.
Wow, that's crazy.
Midfield, I've gone Rodri, Rice and Kevin De Bruyne. You didn't think I had Rice, did you? But you didn't think I was going to put Rice in?
Well, you got a brain, so.
I nearly went with Bernardo.
Hey, you're safe.
Then Salah, Haaland, Foden.
You got Salah? Crazy, man.
Crazy.
Obviously, I've got Salah. Why would I not have Salah?
Yeah, you don't like him. You think he's a shit footballer.
Well, he's the best right winger available.
Yeah, he's the best right winger in the world. Like, yeah. Yeah, he's still the best right winger in the world.
You know, you've got Foden on the right.
I've got Foden on the left.
Could have played Martinelli on the left.
Oh yeah, that's a better front three, isn't it? Okay, no,
I'm sure people are waiting with bated breath to hear mine. Ingo, Alisson. I've gone Walker, Saliba, Van Dijk. I've not done the Tom, you know, fill it for a game. And then Robertson left back.
Gabriel has been the better centre back this season.
I agree.
So. Yeah, but Saliba and Van Dijk, I mean, like.
Yeah, that'd be
I nearly went Saliba, Gabriel, but I thought no.
That's outrageous.
That would have been outrageous because Van Dijk, he's just the best.
Not the boy. And then the front six are exactly
who's
the same.
Who's got left back?
Robertson.
Oh, that's.
Rodri, Rice, KDB, Salah, Haaland, and Philip.
Oh. Well, so it is exactly the same.
Yeah. Other than the defence.
Got them.
I did think Ake would be.
In goal.
No,
Ramsdale.
Alisson. It's a very boring team, actually. It's the same as Reeves. It's Alisson, Walker, Saliba, Van Dijk, Robertson, Rodri, Rice, Kevin, Salah, Haaland, Foden.
Yep, fair enough.
Go on then, chimp.
But it's Rice in the eight.
I prefer him a bit higher. I agree.
Okay.
It's a shame he spent the old game on the edge of his box yesterday. Anyway.
So, Alisson in goal, Walker, I've actually went Saliba, Gabriel, because they're the best. If this is a team, this partnership's the best in the world.
How do we
know Saliba? I do agree with that.
I mean, yeah, but...
Best in the world.
Come on. Van Dijk is the best defender in the world.
Yeah. I know, but I'm looking at a team
number
that
one for...
Two and three.
Yeah, for the best partnership.
I'm playing this team tomorrow.
You could have had Konate and Van Dijk. That's an equal partnership, isn't it?
But I'm playing this team tomorrow. This is how I've sort of done it.
Well, you're not, because Alisson's injured, mate.
Yeah, that's true. I was really torn between like Ake or Gvardiol left back. I don't really like him.
Gvardiol?
Yeah.
He actually did have a very good game, to be fair.
But I've got Gvardiol.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've got in his natural position.
Okay.
Who is your left back?
Gvardiol. Rodri, Rice, Bernardo Silva. No KDB. After that Newcastle game, he came back. He has been
pretty poor.
I'm playing this game right now, I know it feels awful and he'll get back up to speed, but right now it's like...
It's the new haircut.
So you've got... So again, you're doing this thing about right now, this second, and you've picked a goalie who's injured.
Yeah, well, you know, it's right.
So it doesn't make any sense.
I'm playing a team for tomorrow.
So you've left out the best player in the league because you're doing it right now, but then your goalie can't.
Right now,
play.
I'd probably play an injured Alisson still over the other keepers, anyways.
Okay.
I forgot about Salah, if I'm honest. Well, fuck him.
Oh, mate. Ow. Surely that's the lot of the
But like, also, like, fuck him. So pick Phil Foden, Grealish on the left.
Whoa, mate. Come on.
Well, I was looking at left wingers. I'm like Doku, who's like, I seen someone tweet saying he's the best shittest player he's ever seen.
What
and
about
I kind of
Martinelli?
No, he's got. I like Grealish more. Grealish doesn't get like a
Luis
game.
Diaz.
He's still
Saka
fucking
on
Grealish.
The right and then
yeah,
on
yeah,
the
you
left.
Could just put Saka on the right.
You could play
nah, fuck him.
Luis Diaz is having a better season than Grealish.
I like Grealish more though.
Diaz is.
I feel
joke.
Like Grealish doesn't get like. He's still Grealish, man. He's fucking class.
Oh, yeah, fair enough.
I'm just waiting for Prime Grealish to come back. Gabriel Jesus up front, fuck Haaland.
Fair enough, mate. Keep it consistent.
Well, I'd probably set Darwin Nunes, to be honest.
Yeah.
I was looking at him.
What? You've put Jesus up front?
Yeah.
Well,
he's a shit goalkeeper, but he's really good, man. Yeah, I could, to be fair.
I'm not even sure. I think I'd take Nunes over Jesus right now.
I would. As a nine.
He was a bit quiet against Brighton, but I feel like Nunes just gives you that.
We're not even going to... nibble on that.
Nah, I've got such little energy to retort to what he says. I just can't be bothered anymore.
Nice one, Lewis. Moving on. Reevy McGeevy. Manchester United.
Yeah.
Are they moving backwards?
It actually was as bad as Neville said, though. Yeah, what a horrible game.
But saying that, Tony was fucking unreal.
Yeah, he had seven shots, eight shots.
He's a bit wasteful.
Yeah.
He's always
involved, isn't he? Like,
yeah. His assist was quality as well.
Yeah.
But it Neville proper went in, didn't
out,
he?
Man.
Mm. Thought he'd score the winner.
Score the winner and then...
I mean, they didn't deserve it though, did
no,
they?
No, they didn't. That would have been a robbery.
Yeah. Brentford always give him a good game. Well, certainly.
You know...
Everyone gives United a game.
You know Tony's disallowed goal?
Yeah.
I think
it remind me of it.
It's come over the top of his shoulder and he's like volleyed it in and it was like an offside by like a centimetre. I think it's bollocks.
Bring the Wenger rule in.
I don't remember that.
I think that is such a good goal. And it just wasn't offside.
Yeah,
it's a bit. Yeah, I think.
Do you know what
from,
I mean?
I can't remember that. I'm trying to think.
It was played in from the left hand side over it.
I can't remember.
It's just not offside.
I know what you mean. As a football fan, I see things like that, and it's like, is he really gaining an advantage?
That's
does
the
it really
so much
matter?
Better, mate.
But then.
I know. Look, there's so many of them things.
If you're offside, you're offside, aren't you? That's the problem.
Yeah.
And even if they're bringing that thing about. The whole of your body has to be offside. We'll
even then,
still,
it's still going
to
be
we'll
like,
still be looking for someone's pube to be on.
Maybe it'll happen less often, though.
Maybe we just. Maybe
I don't think it will.
I don't
mate.
Think it will. Yeah.
It won't because when. No, it won't because we still see that happen all the time.
Just quickly.
Use the Champions League semi-automated offside.
That's what I think.
Yeah, just
still would have been offside though.
Yeah, I know, but...
Just go back to flags.
Or just get rid of offsides altogether.
Get rid of VAR, man.
Can you imagine a sack of offsides altogether?
Championship mate, have a great
Do you think
time.
Ivan Toney was playing for his transfer?
Well, he's got to start doing it at some point because recently he's been pretty poo, hasn't he?
Poo?
Well, he's not been great.
He hasn't been his usual
best. He had a couple of good games and then fairly quiet, but Brentford is slowly getting a couple of players back now, like, aren't they? And Mbeumo was on the bench.
Yeah.
United, though. Was it another 33 shots Brentford had? That's fucking obscene.
What do United need to do this
summer? I honestly don't know. I was watching that game and they were just getting, and I was watching it thinking, I actually don't know what even like the solution is of from a tactical point of view. I don't really know. Like individually, I don't think they're that bad. Like they are.
They don't have a philosophy.
I don't know if it's like intensity of like pressing or trying to stop crosses or trying to. I feel like they go through the motions a bit, but I have no answers how to stop. Every team peppers them with shots. It's unbelievable. I don't get, like, oh, no, Onana played well again. Centre-halves were okay. Like, I don't know what is making them concede so many shots.
I think they need a better holder midfielder.
With more legs, maybe, yeah.
Who can accompany Mainoo for next season.
That's who they thought Amrabat was going to be, didn't they?
Well, I think they'll go for Onana, weren't they?
For Everton.
Yeah.
I also think their defence, I feel like have obviously, barring a couple of players, they've just been there for ages. Like Lindelof's still there. Wan-Bissaka seems to have picked up, he's actually playing quite well at left back.
Yeah.
But I feel like they need like this rock solid centre half who's just some leader who's just experienced, knows what they're doing, can take command, because in the past,
like Maguire,
but he's not. No,
it's what he was supposed to be. He was for a while.
And like, he is, but they just need some like Champions League, just win a serial
like
win. They
like bought Varane.
but he's not playing like it. He's not. They you know how like Man United
they
be
need
known for, like
small
stop.
On the ball.
They don't know, but they don't.
No, no, they need a Premier League experience centre back who's grown up through the ranks.
They need to replace them. They're known for having such a solid defence. Like if you look, Vidic, Ferdinand, that. They just need this fucking. Oh, I don't know what I'm saying.
Yeah, no,
I feel like you get my point.
They do need, they need a centre half and a holding mid. I think.
Do they need a new manager?
I don't necessarily think so.
He's had the seasons. He's had the investment.
I feel like they do because
are they doing?
Who's the better?
Are they a better?
But
Man
they don't
United?
Have an identity. I feel that's a big problem at United. They don't. Like, how do they play?
Yeah, I agree. But
I don't know.
Maybe with
you know what I mean?
with all the new, they've got that. The technical director's coming in, isn't he, from Southampton? They've got Dan Ashworth coming in, probably. I think there are changes.
That's not happening. Well, for 2 years.
They're just not doing
Everyone's
it.
Everyone's out stubborning in each other, which is brilliant.
I think they'll probably just pay the money and get him in.
Yeah, probably.
£25 million. Then surely with that, they will build an identity and stuff. I don't know. I don't really
know.
It
takes a while, doesn't it?
But he's had the seasons now and he's had the fucking transfer budget.
His second season.
Remember when he came to Man United, though?
Yeah,
and
it's his second.
He had like Sky Sports released a documentary about him before he even played his first game about making a manager as if he was this big guy.
To be fair, he did say all eras come to an end and now Klopp's gone. So.
Yeah, all eras come to an end and like, what have you achieved realistically? You've probably
third last year.
Yeah, but he's wasted more money.
Didn't he beat someone in the League Cup final as well?
I can't recall that.
Also, you know, Arsenal struggled for the first couple of years under Arteta.
I agree. Yeah, yeah. They were calling for his head and then long term it's played out. So
yeah, but I don't think it's fair to...
We were sort of building an identity though, whereas I feel like United haven't. I mean...
And you didn't have the initial investment that...
They spent a lot of money.
Do you reckon he's in control of a lot of those though?
I think so. I think that's the issue.
Anthony's definitely him, isn't he?
I think that's the issue. Like good coaches and managers don't always make good recruiters or eyes for what they need.
Yeah. But he would have had people offer him options though.
Possibly, but he might have. I doubt a scout went, do you want Anthony? Anthony. I think that's
completely $80 million.
Him and Martinez, they've got to be his picks. So they played under him, didn't they?
And Onana.
Huh?
Last year, wasn't he from Everdeen?
What's happened to him?
I've no idea.
Is he like in prison?
What's happened?
Is he like dead?
Malassia.
The whole like he just disappeared.
He's in Martial.
yeah, he's injured.
Yeah, I know, but is he?
No.
Like, where is he?
Is he a bit like Partey?
Stuck in Wembley.
I think Dan Ashworth will be huge for them, though. It's just like they should just pay the money and get him in for this transfer window, realistically. It's like a transfer in itself, $25 million, but realistically, you're going to spunk another $50 million and
the escape of current football when you're like buying people that don't even step foot on a pit for $25 million.
Is it Old Trafford or Anfield on Thursday?
It's at Old Trafford, the Man United game.
Yeah.
It's on the weekend, though, isn't it?
No, it's Thursday.
No, it's Chelsea.
Before Chelsea playing
Chelsea United Thursday.
Chelsea United Thursday.
Yeah, they play on the weekend.
Yeah, on Sunday. Yeah.
Sunday.
Yeah, it's at Old Trafford.
We streaming it.
Yeah, I'm coming back for the race for that one.
Yeah.
And my little 10K in the morning. You know, it's here.
Yeah, yeah, come on.
How do you think United do fair against the next two teams then?
I don't.
Hopefully they can take points off both.
I could see them drawing with Chelsea.
We've still got them, haven't we?
Arsenal still have United.
I think United will draw with Chelsea and then Liverpool will beat them.
Do you think there is some hope with Mason Mount coming back?
Yeah, I think.
I feel like he could actually possibly, do bits now.
Possibly, yeah.
He could get him.
I do still think he's not the kind of profile they need, that advanced midfielder, because they've got Bruno, but I don't really know where he fits in at the minute, because they're not going to drop Mainoo. He's not a holding mid, and yeah. They're not going to drop Bruno, so I don't know where he's.
Out wide?
Really? Over who?
I don't think he's that good. He's like one of those players that you've
got to drop Rashford to the team.
Pitch.
You're going to drop Rashford or Garnacho?
Could Mason play the eight?
He could, yeah.
That's what he was bought for, wasn't it?
But I don't think he's better than Mainoo.
Mainoo into the six.
I don't know. I think that takes away from Mainoo's ball playing to drop him. And he's looked better with a six with him, Mainoo, because it's allowed him a bit more freedom. But I don't know. I think United are in a weird place at the minute. Again, they're just constantly, this is the same cycle, isn't it? Everything.
They have the power to decide the starter list, though. I'm pretty sure they...
Who? Oh, because they've got...
United. They play us and Liverpool.
They do scream of stealing a result at Liverpool for some reason.
Love it.
Old Trafford.
Love it.
Well, they did that near...
Liverpool have players back, though, weren't they? More players back.
Yeah.
And Liverpool should have beat them, really.
2-1 win Man United, I reckon.
Really?
Yeah, it's just fucking typical, isn't it?
Yeah, I actually do believe you.
They get their nose in, like a shit performance against Brentford, and then just random 2-1 win against Liverpool.
I don't see Liverpool dropping many other points against the teams anyway.
And it gives United a chance to possibly stop Liverpool winning the title, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I'll be up for that.
Yeah, fuck them anyway.
Fuck them.
Salah up against Wan-Bissaka though. It's going to be a tough day at the office for him.
Well, he did
it against him at the FA Cup. Mm.
And he scored that lucky goal, didn't he? The little rat.
Anyways, guys, now time to talk Super Six. Whoopity whoopity woo. How do you guys do this weekend?
8 points. Four correct games, just no scoreless.
How did you get four correct?
I got 6 points.
I said Spurs would win.
I got four.
Villa would win. Liverpool would win, and a draw between City and Arsenal.
Interesting. I got 6 points. I was one goal off two correct scorelines.
Same, actually. One goal.
Yes, one goal. You thought Chelsea beat Burnley 4-0.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, the only results I got right was Spurs and Liverpool.
Well, speaking of Chelsea, by the way.
How many did you get?
I got 6 points.
Sorry. No, sorry. How many points are you on now?
I'll have to look, but...
Yeah, speaking of Chelsea, dropping points against 10-man Burnley. Oi, that red card, bollocks. Absolute bollocks. Have you seen it?
Yeah, but...
It's not a pen.
I think it is.
It's not.
He comes across him.
It's not a pen. If that's a pen...
When they're going at that much speed, mate, and he comes across him, they gave
an even worse one for Gordon, really.
It's just ridiculous.
I don't understand people complaining about that. He booted the back of his leg.
We're coming on to that later, anyway.
Calvin Phillips went to go kick the ball and...
I know.
Like, put my foot in there.
It's clever.
Yeah.
Now, and also the one on Calvert-Lewin.
That was a pen as well.
That was a pen.
His foot wasn't given,
yeah,
but it should have been.
Yeah.
But I think the Mudryk one is not. He's gone down like a lumpy potato.
I don't think he has. But I think the speed they're running at, which if you come across and get a little clip, it's going to bring you down.
It's not a free kick though, is it, anywhere else on the pitch?
I think it is.
I don't know. I think it's poor. And I think you'll find that all the pundits agreed with me there.
Is that what you formulated your opinion on? He's reconstructed that. He's done it backwards. He said that.
No, I watched that match of the day on the plane. I was like, that's not a pen. That's bollocks. And then they're like, yeah, that's not a pen.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Cole Palmer, though.
But for a red card, it's a bit harsh.
Because he's second on goal?
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, Reguilon got given the same thing, didn't he?
Hang on. If they're going to give a foul,
I don't think it's either. I don't think it's either. And you can tell, look at the way company reacted, man. He's furious. He got red card himself.
No, that isn't the point. No, it's definitely a yellow card if it's a foul.
Yeah, I agree with that, but I don't think it's both. I don't think it's a yellow card or a foul because it's not a foul. And the company would agree with me, actually. He was so angry he got red card.
No way. The Burnley manager doesn't think it was a pen. That's crazy.
Well, Craig Bellamy was in charge of the rest of it, wasn't he? Did it right.
Unbelievable. 2-2. A performance by Muric.
Yeah.
He's somebody.
Yeah, I think... he's dropped Trafford, hasn't he?
Yeah, but, and suddenly they're now getting results. How does that work?
What did Chelsea need to do to then get back to being Chelsea?
Have 11 Cole Palmers, to be honest.
Yeah, that penalty was a joke, to be fair. Wasn't
he, he should have had 3 goals.
Is Cole Palmer like their only good signing in the last 3 years? Like,
I think Enzo's been all right.
Yeah, but like, bringing in like right. bringing in like money Gusto, and to, like what signing. They're worth.
Yeah, Gusto's a good one. Did they sign Petrovic or has he come through the ranks?
Not clear.
I don't know on that one.
Do you think Chelsea are like a more in a more promising position despite being lower in the league than Man United for like setting up for next season?
In
terms of like how they're playing, because
they've
Man
got
United
a bigger pool of resources. Yeah, they've got not, 50 players.
For me, it
they've
looks like
their own owner as well.
They've got Fofana to come back. They've got their entire defense to like basically come back from injury.
Yeah,
I actually do have a little to do list on how they can
go on. Go on, Tom.
Go on. Yeah, Oracle's to do list.
She's done some work.
I think they need to have. First of all, stop buying players.
I like that.
All right.
Trust, that. They've got so many players. That, like, I think one of Chelsea's main issues is they never have the same 11 every week. So get a firm starting setup, yeah. Setup and 11. So
improve the manager. Like
they, yeah. No, I don't know. Maybe.
I've got a problem with that though, Tom.
What?
Because they're not going to do that. They're going to buy another 5 players for £100 million each in the summer.
I'm not predicting what they're going to do. I'm saying what I think they should do to improve and just build the
so,
team.
So like, have a transfer ban.
To be fair, when they did,
just stop.
They did better with that.
Just stop. But why do they need to keep? But this is the whole reason why maybe some of these signings aren't working, because one's in 1 week, one's in the next week. If they keep adding to that, they're gonna have so many players. It's impossible to get a firm setup and 11, because you know, it's like how often do Arsenal change the 11?
Very rarely.
Exactly. You don't want fucking Tom, Dick and Harry. I don't know. Whatever.
Tom, Dick,
and just build the team completely. Build the team around Palmer. That is the to-do
yep.
list.
Yep.
So, 2 points.
It was 4 points.
So like don't make any transfers.
No transfers. Build it around Palmer.
Yeah, so that's 4 points. Point of having
and a firm starting 11 and a consistent setup, like the way they play.
Okay.
4 points.
What do you think?
What's your points?
I agree.
I said have 11 Cole Palmers. I think that's better than what he said.
Surely
Poch will watch this and be like, shit, man.
It's what
that's revolutionary.
Did you see how many chances good. They missed the weekend? Is that the manager's fault? No. I don't think it is.
Footballer's fault. True.
But Sterling has been so bad for Chelsea. Poo-poo. Like, fuck.
He's genuinely played himself out of the Euros at this point.
Like Calvin Phillips.
Poor guy, man.
Yeah.
Poor guy. He only went to kick a football.
I do think, and I do feel like they have a lot of individual errors.
Mm.
But I do think that comes from players not consistently
playing.
Yeah,
when
you're
in
and out of the team.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
so, I agree.
Fair enough.
I don't think they're in a better position than United, though. No,
do you not?
No,
interesting.
That's a crazy thing to say.
I don't think it's that crazy. I think if
you've been saying so, no shit, okay, all their signings are. But you think they're in a better position?
So
than
by
United?
That logic, when we do our preseason predictions
shit.
Next year, you should have Chelsea above Manchester.
Yeah, no, I hope that Chelsea do what you say, and I think that's what Poch will probably be encouraging a bit, minus like maybe one extra transfer or whatever. But I think in terms of how they play, Man United are just ugly. Like just
Chelsea definitely have more of an identity.
Yeah.
They're better to watch. Yeah.
I feel like a fresh start next season, another pre-season, and I think they're probably in a better position and a better manager. I think Poch is actually a better manager
get
than Ten Hag.
Get everyone back fit.
Yeah.
Hopefully
exactly.
Get Reece James back.
A full pre-season playing a solid 11.
Thank you, Fofana.
Yeah, Fofana. Who's forget about Fofana?
8 million. Back,
that's what I mean. Chelsea've definitely got the talent and the players to do well in the league, but Christ. Burnley at home with 10 men is a stinker. And Burnley, they're at the end as well.
There's every chance they stay up, by the way.
Burnley, that'll be weird if they do.
I'm being serious.
Well, we'll come to that in a second there.
All right.
There, Evie McGee. Don't forget, guys, you can also join our Super 6 Mini League using the code PTCH23. It's midweek this week, so back to the 250 grand.
Well, also back to the 250 grand...
In general.
Did no one win it? Again.
There was one person.
It had to be 2-1 or 3-1 to Man City.
For £1 million.
Not that close.
No, but it went into the last game.
Before the game, that was close.
Yeah, yeah, I guess
for
so.
£1 million as well.
Yeah, that's peak. You'd be angry.
Yeah, a little bit.
8 rounds in April, so overall there'll be £2 million up for grabs. So let's get that jackpot one, guys. Download it, link in the description down below. Right, guys. The final 9 games
guys.
Of the season.
And guys.
Is it 9? Some teams have more, don't they?
Well, yeah, some have less. Chelsea got 10.
Chelsea got 11, haven't they?
10.
Yeah.
Some have 9, some have...
Yeah, okay,
some have
well,
eight.
Let's just say 9.
West Ham and Villa have 8.
There you go, see?
Yeah, there you go, see?
So there's a few games left.
And by the time this comes out, there's a lot of games would have been played as well.
About quarter of the season left, right?
God, that makes it sound like there's loads left.
Yeah, that makes it feel...
Well, there is. There's about a quarter of the season left.
Well, at the business end now.
Yeah, crunch time.
Crunch time.
Yeah, crunch time, y'all. How do you rank this season so far?
I think it's been a good one.
Brilliant.
I think it's been class. I think it's been class.
Even now, there's races across the whole table, isn't there? For everything.
So many possibilities. Who's going to go fourth? Mm-hmm. Who's going to go fifth? Who's going to get Europa?
Who's going to get relegated?
Who's going to win the league?
Yeah.
Yeah,
relegation's pretty.
Will there be more point deduction?
I mean, that mid-table battle of like Newcastle, Wolves, Chelsea is exciting as well.
Yeah, true.
Like Chelsea could finish bottom half easily.
Second Newcastle.
Fuck, we're going for sixth.
I don't know. Chelsea got two games in hand on Fulham. I'd be amazed if they finished bottom half.
They're bottom half at the moment.
No, but I mean, they've got two games in hand on Fulham and a game in hand on Wolves. And Wolves look poor at the minute.
What, don't Chelsea got Man United next?
Yeah, they're Man United.
Don't Chelsea got Man United.
Big game there. Big game. If Spurs win their game in hand over Villa, they're level on points.
Yeah, but they've got Sheffield United, Everton, West Ham, Forest, Bournemouth. Oh, they've got Arsenal and City, but...
Who would you say has been the biggest surprise this season?
Good question, Reeve.
Villa.
Yeah, Villa. To the degree that they have been, nobody thought they were going to go...
Villa or Wolves.
I actually would throw Liverpool in the mix there as well.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people thought they'd drop off this season, didn't they? Like, if we look at our predictions, I said Liverpool... Is it in order of what you put it in the...
No, it's left to right it would be.
So I'm the first one?
Yeah. It's labelled above.
No, I didn't... No. I said Liverpool third, to be fair, but you guys...
I said...
Someone's...
Wait, what?
Lewis is here.
These are your predictions from the start of season predictions.
Lewis said fifth, shock.
You said there'd be fifth, Tom.
I said fourth.
Liverpool.
Tom said fifth. Wait,
where did I say? I remember putting them fifth, yeah.
Chelsea top four. That is crazy.
I think...
I'm the only one who got the correct top three.
As it stands, yeah. As it stands,
and it could even be that top three.
It could be that
I
order,
think in terms of what I predicted and what happened, Liverpool are surprised, but I'm not surprised they've challenged, if you get me.
I am surprised. Have the pedigree to do that.
I am surprised Villa are in the top four.
Yeah.
For sure.
I'm surprised. Yeah, Wolves. I put 17th for Wolves. You put Wolves going down.
Yeah, I thought they'd go down.
Oh, do you not think Burnley are a bit of a surprise? We all thought they'd do all right.
No.
Nothing West Ham?
Again, I'm not that surprised they've struggled. And West Ham...
Because you had them 16th and they got a good little run out there in the Europa.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's actually fucking low, you know.
My bottom four, by the way.
They've lost fucking...
Read my bottom four out.
Thea's bottom four. Sheffield United, Luton... that's not yours. Luton, Sheffield United, Everton, Nottingham Forest.
Yeah.
Wait, what's wrong? What's
pretty bang on, barring Burnley.
Has Wolves 15.
So not then.
One club. It's pretty bang on.
Yeah. I had them 18.
Pretty bang on.
We all had Wolves low.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Gary O'Neill are fit, man. He's been quality.
He has been very good.
He's been actually... You've seen he had to come out and remove himself from the Man United job.
Really?
Well, No, they didn't want him as the manager. They wanted him going in as a coach. What Premier League manager is going to do that? Leave their fucking role as manager to go and coach someone?
Yeah.
Fuck.
As for the best or most surprising player, would you say Cole Palmer, maybe? Coming in really...
Well, yeah, because we knew nothing of him.
Especially Chelsea's track record of spending big and not...
It is mad that...
Kind of, but also nobody even thought he was going to get game time, so yeah.
Isn't it mad that last season, like, he actually was like a fringe player at City? You play every now and again, but he was very much like a youth player,
so
to speak.
Premier League too, he used to play.
Yeah, but now this year, he's just like, he's first name on every team sheet.
Mental, isn't
it? Shows how good City are though, doesn't it? If they're players who can't even get in their team, other teams' best players.
So many good players, like, man.
It's ridiculous.
Coming through as well.
I'm trying to think who else.
This has been a big surprise.
I'll tell you who's been a surprise for me. Leon Bailey. I didn't really rate him that highly before this season, but he's been on absolute fire. He's kept Diaby out of the team for a lot of it.
But Diaby at the weekend was on fire.
Good goal.
He played all right, yeah.
Diaby is my surprise for the opposite. I thought he was going to... He started off, Diaby, because he started off really well and I thought he'd sort of plough on a little bit.
Because of Bailey's form, he couldn't stay in the team.
But
would you consider Diaby to have had a breakthrough season or not really?
You what?
Would you consider Diaby to have had a breakthrough season or not really? Has he broken into...
What word did you just say?
Breakthrough.
After playing like 5 years in the Bundesliga.
He has not had a breakthrough season.
Okay, fair enough.
He's an established player.
Yes, I was right.
I was not on that. We were on the same side for that one, Theo, don't worry. at the start of the season.
He's not had a breakthrough year. No one knew of him this year, and now everyone's been raving about him.
I knew so much about Diaby before he came to the Premier League.
That's a breakthrough.
We can't go back to that, to be honest. That's literally a year ago now.
And who else?
I don't know. He didn't have him before FIFA.
You know that much about him.
On FIFA.
Mate, you know Diaby because of FIFA from Leverkusen, team of the season card, man.
Yeah, sure, man.
Why are you acting like you're like this cool guy who never played FIFA? Obviously, you'd heard of Diaby because of FIFA. There's no denying that.
Yeah, but I actually said he was going to have a breakthrough. You were like, no, yeah, it doesn't count.
You can't have a breakthrough.
You can't have a breakthrough.
You can't have a breakthrough when you're playing first team football in Germany.
Why not?
It's not a breakthrough.
He was a big player in one of the top Europe leagues. Yeah, he can't be a breakthrough season.
His breakthrough season would have been at Leverkusen.
There's football outside of England. Come on.
You knew nothing of him.
Yeah, I knew of Derby. Obviously, I don't watch him, but of course I knew of him.
I didn't.
We were linked with him. I wanted him badly.
Did you?
Oh. Yeah, badly.
I beg your pardon.
What would you say is the best sign?
By the way, another surprise for me as well. Cunha for Wolves.
Yeah, Cunha.
Yeah, he's really good. Yeah.
He did come from Atletico Madrid.
Yeah, they did spend a lot of money.
I mean, is that a breakthrough? He's at Atletico Madrid.
I'm not saying it's a breakthrough. I'm kidding.
I'm messing around.
Best signing, Kudus.
Or McAllister.
Kudus is good.
McAllister's
good. Or Rice.
Endor.
No. Yeah, Endor's people good. People are gassing him up way too much. Yeah.
McAllister, by the way.
Yep. Wait, is there an echo in here? Or...
Said that.
Who else lowered
Jao Pedro when he played?
Mm. It was the shittest signing.
Oh, where do we start? maybe Nicholas Jackson.
He's been alright. He scored 10 goals, hasn't he?
It was funny, isn't it?
Calvin Phillips.
Yeah, that's rough though.
I don't want to say the name.
I feel bad.
Yeah, but he's only on loan, isn't he?
Tonali?
Yeah, but still, but he's negative impact.
Tonali's
a Tonali's a
Matias Nunez.
I mean, I'll accept Tonali.
Tonali was betting whilst being banned for betting.
Yeah.
Not ideal.
Nah, leave him alone, man. He's dealing with it. You know, he's getting through it all. Up the Tonali.
You know, is he still getting paid?
Yeah. I imagine there's a deal where it's like, it won't be full pay, surely. But like, he trains with us and stuff.
He trains?
I thought he said he wasn't allowed.
No, he's allowed to train with us. And yeah, I think he's from the...
Tony wasn't allowed to train.
Lewis
Hall? I'm sure Tony couldn't.
Yeah, but Tonali came Lewis forward Hall? And cooperated and owned up to it and worked with them and
then carried
said
on
everything.
Yeah.
No, that's actually false. He actually included that. He said, oh yeah, I've been doing it here as well. I think or something
after
like
he got back.
It's essentially being treated as one big bulk of betting.
Bulk.
He'll be all right.
So he got special treatment?
Nah, he just owned up to his mistakes. Tony went and was still playing the victim after he clearly was putting hackers on.
No, but he was claiming to be an addict, wasn't he? That's the point.
No, we're going off topic here. I do think it's a bit, because like, banning them from football, it's like, obviously you shouldn't be doing it, but obviously, like, being an addict, it's not like...
Yeah, but are they addicts? How do you prove he's an addict?
But Tonali's came up and was like, yeah,
why?
I've got a problem. Yeah. I don't know how I point
Tony said the same.
Yeah, is this about the running? Who's been your biggest managerial surprise, guys? I'd say Gary O'Neill.
Yeah,
Gary O'Neill, definitely.
Nari O'Gill.
Little rat.
Also, Ten Hag. Surprisingly shit.
Yeah.
I don't think they've been that shit.
They are.
Three of us had Man United second.
Yeah, true.
Well, you're all idiots.
I certainly thought Harry Kane was going to go there.
Yeah.
I actually said that at the time as well. So.
But you're wrong.
I am wrong now, yeah. But they've got Reguilón.
You've been quite good, actually.
Can't just disappoint with Brighton a bit as well.
Really?
Aren't they exactly where we all
said? Yeah, I think I just got too high expectations for them. It's unfair.
Yeah, off the back of last season, I think the expectations got a bit too high. I think you're correct there, Lewis.
We all said ninth.
We all did say they'd fall
off.
We actually all did say they'd fall off with Europe and struggle a little bit, didn't we?
I said sixth.
And that's proven to be correct.
Yours are never really accurate.
So why is it a surprise?
Because a part of me thought, could they keep the level up? And they
are really. They're in the top half.
Yeah, no, but they haven't.
Brighton?
Yeah, no. I know what you're saying, but they haven't been at the level as they were last year. They have dropped a little bit, which is expected, as you said.
Yeah, they lost two of their best players.
So, the question. So, Klopp obviously leaving as well this season. Is this like Liverpool's last chance to win a title? You saw with Man United.
Maybe,
they're still
going to get Jose Mourinho.
They're still struggling to get.
Yeah, Alonso said he's staying at Leverkusen, right? Yeah.
It could be the end of their era for a few years until
Ten Hag won.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I won.
They still got great players though.
Yeah, but are they going to leave a club?
Could you see Salah going to like a Barcelona?
No, I think he'll go Saudi.
Oh yeah, good shout.
I think you might see a few people leave. Like I do think it's like the end of an era.
Van Dijk to go.
I don't know about Van Dijk, but Salah will go Saudi.
So really, what you're saying is they've got to win something this year. They've got to try and win. Well, bigger than the Carabao.
Because you're literally losing, like, not the Ferguson, because Ferguson was there for so much longer, but like the guy who just ran things and took them to that level.
Yeah, for us at the moment, Klopp is pretty much Liverpool, right?
Yeah,
I can't really remember.
The reason people sign as well, like it's so much unknown in the new transfer window with the new manager.
I can't see Salah going this summer. I think he's got a couple more.
He nearly went last summer.
I think wins the league and leaves.
Mate, if he gets offered £400 million, I think he's probably going to go. Yeah,
Van Dijk somewhere as well, maybe.
Yeah,
I can see Van Dijk at like a Barcelona,
Real Madrid.
I don't think there'll be a mass exodus on the players at Liverpool. To be honest, like, it depends who they bring in.
It's just their squad is already not as good as like,
they bring
the others up there.
Yeah, what if it's like a dessert?
I can't see that. I don't know why. I just can't. It doesn't fit in my
head. Also, they're kind of like the opposite play styles as well. The Zerbi is very much like a possession build-up play style team.
I'm trying to think who they're... Like, maybe Carlos Corbran.
Carlos Corbran.
Or Zidane, maybe. I don't know.
Is he still interested in
Man? Nah, he plays paddle every day, man. He's living his life.
Him and Ben Arthur playing.
He retired from football.
Isn't Mourinho the one that's heavily linked, though? Mourinho's.
No way.
That is no way Mourinho goes to Liverpool. There's no way.
All right, fine. Well, when he does.
Zidane retired from football, decided to go management for a bit, win a few Champions Leagues in a row, retire again and play paddle. He's fucking built different.
I think he might be waiting for the France job. He doesn't want to speak English, does he? Can't be asked to learn English.
Let alone Scouse.
Yeah.
Can you imagine Zidane going?
No. I can't. Scouse.
Who's going to win the FA Cup?
City.
Okay. City.
Probably City. Like, what about Champions League? What about Champions League? Can Arsenal? Do you know what?
I think
Arsenal.
City.
I originally said Real Madrid at the start of the season, and I think it's going to be either Real Madrid or the big ass.
I hope it's Bayern just for Harry Kane. I feel so sorry for him. But otherwise, I wouldn't mind watching Arsenal win it. I think that would be good.
You don't mean that.
You literally hate Arsenal more than Mbappe.
You are so anti.
I don't actually hate yous. Yous are more like the harmless ones. Like I hate Man United because they're the ones who are bastards, and you know what I mean.
They're
Liverpool.
More harmless than we are at the moment.
I think you've got a good chance, but I think City will win it.
It'll be fun.
City will beat Real Madrid?
Bro, Atletico Madrid.
Bro, I think you're crazy.
It'll be a good stream. Arsenal in the final.
Yeah.
I think, watching the meltdown.
Right.
The bottle,
so you think
the 11 behind.
What is it that you
so
think?
So you think we'll get to the final and then lose the final?
The 11 behind the ball from the second minute.
So you obviously you think that we've got bottling DNA, but we'll get to the final and then lose it.
It depends what Arsenal comes out. Are you going to hide or are you going to go try to take the final?
I'm not bothered, mate.
Don't. Who's been stand-up players this season?
It's in the league. in what, the Premier League?
We did that, didn't we?
Phil Foden,
yeah.
Van Dijk.
Are you surprised by Phil Foden this season? That he went up another level?
No, he's always that shown he can
but
do it.
Would he have done that if KDB wasn't injured?
Possibly. Maybe not. It's weird looking back, like Ward-Prowse had his big era at the start of the season and then just like...
He had a good run, didn't he?
Like, yeah, everyone was fucking buzzing about
him. With the free kicks.
Van Dijk, Declan Rice, Saliba, Gabriel.
Gabriel stepped
Chris Wood.
Yeah,
Chris Wood. Madison.
Son.
Chong.
Barkley.
Yeah, Barkley's a good shout.
Townsend.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of youngsters who came through this year as well, isn't there?
Yeah, there has.
It's been good.
Richarlison.
Mudrick.
Cole Palmer.
Mudrick's been okay, Cole Palmer.
Yeah,
Mudrick's been okay. He's been okay.
Is this the best season in the last 10 years?
I'm not good at thinking off the point.
It's definitely one of the tighter ones for the top three.
It depends how you view things, because obviously, title race wise, yes, but like Leicester 15-16 was a pretty entertaining one.
That was class. I just can't think of a time where there was like.
It wasn't then. So this isn't.
Yeah, that was exciting. I just can't think of a time where you're a Sheffield United fan,
you're probably not enjoying this season.
Point deductions, battles across the table.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah, there's fucking tons of
them. Yeah, 2 years ago, it was the same thing. It came down to the last day for the title and both relegation.
Between who?
You know, when Gundogan scored the two against Aston Villa in the
top
final.
Four as well.
Yeah, and European players in general.
It's not dramatic.
Everything all to play for. Also, what about City's like 115 allegations?
Yeah, I'm still waiting for those cash in. I can't wait for them to go to the Vanarama North.
Oh my god, all their titles have been stripped and Arsenal are given a Premier League. So are Liverpool.
I don't think retrospective Premier Leagues would be given, would they?
Of course they wouldn't want it, would you?
Yeah, who the fuck would want that?
No one's going to remember that.
Retrospected gold medals are given.
Yeah, but
do you remember those winners or not?
No.
Well, to a great season, I reckon.
Yeah, guys. Who do you think is going to win the Premier League then, guys?
Newcastle.
Liverpool.
Oh, wait.
Liverpool.
Man City.
I think Arsenal will do it.
I respect that, man. Back your team.
Arsenal. Yeah, why not Arsenal, man?
Champions League and Premier League, and we will be looking back at this moment.
That would
be
an unbelievable double.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Theo is the new Oracle.
Kai Havertz signs for Arsenal and wins the double Champions League and Premier League in his first season.
You seriously think you're going to win the Premier League and the Champions League?
Yeah. If Arsenal beat Bayern,
you don't know.
I respect that, mate. I'll be saying the same thing I do.
You've got to back it. 100%.
Well, you still then have to play City or Madrid.
Light work, brother.
Yeah.
We went away at the Etihad, got a result, and then at home.
You had skiddies afterwards, though.
At home, we literally beat him. So if you put the two scores together, we'd progress
to
the Champions League.
I think we'll be Bayern. I don't know if we'll win the Champions League, but I actually genuinely feel we'll be Bayern.
You should. I think you're a better team than Bayern.
Yeah. They're struggling at the moment as well.
But Harry Kane.
I know what's going to happen, though. Harry Kane's going to score 4 goals against us.
Yeah.
North London is white.
Jesus, that's crazy. That's going to get cool.
Well, North London is red when Arsenal win. London is white when Spurs win.
What are you on about?
Yes. You're getting cooked in the morning.
North London is Tottenham.
What's going on here? North London is Arsenal.
What else am I going to say?
North London is multicultural.
Yeah.
North London is North London.
Okay. Anyway, moving on.
Newcastle are back.
What
the fuck is that about? Question mark?
There's no way it says that. Yeah. Newcastle, you are fucking embarrassing.
You actually are the most emotional fan.
The other week.
Am I willing to apologise to Harvey Barnes?
No, it's Reevy.
Yeah, for saying what? What did I say to him?
You said Harvey Barnes was not the type of player that Newcastle needed.
Yes, he fucking is.
I'm with you on this one.
Thank you.
We were correct. Like, you had an L.
For the level you wanted to hold, yeah. He's not the player
he's
that you needed.
Quality,
he's fucking
man.
Unbelievable. He's all right. Just because he's little Harvey Barnes from Leicester, you don't like him, and he's not fucking...
Hang on. We know more about Harvey Barnes than you.
We love him. Flex, bro.
If he was called Harvey Barvinho, you'd fucking rate him higher.
No, I wouldn't.
We rate Harvey Barnes, but if Newcastle, after last season finishing fourth, wanted to go on and possibly challenge for title,
but he's a
reliable player who could play what the system needed.
To bring off the bench and be a great impact sub.
In my mind, is how you see Haaland, by the way. He's just very efficient.
You can strike a ball outside the box.
Right, okay.
Haaland's never scored for us.
Newcastle United are back.
He's a perfect squad player for Newcastle.
We were discussing that you wanted to go and challenge in the Champions League. And I said, he's not the kind of player that will help you do that.
But he's great.
What's happened afterwards? You dropped out.
He was injured.
Barring a West Ham collapse, and it was a collapse.
Now, we fucking forced him. We
were terrible.
We had fucking injuries across the board. Came back 4-3.
West Ham scoring 3 goals
back.
Against you, and then you were terrible.
That's fine. We got the result. That was a huge game to chase European places.
You were massive.
I do think Harvey Barnes is a great squad player for Newcastle.
Yeah, we agree.
We said that at the time.
So he's the right character then.
Not to elevate them where they wanted to go.
They haven't bought him to start. They bought him as a squad player.
Did you spend £40 million on a squad player?
So they got Anthony Gordon instead.
Yeah, fucking right.
He's only just stepped up.
He's fucking class, like. He's class.
You don't spend £40 million on a squad.
And do you know what?
You do when you're Newcastle, you've got a limited budget.
Against Everton tonight, he's going to score another 2 as well. Because Gordon's out, he's with a red card.
But it's just a stupid thing to say.
If that's the standard you're at, scoring 2 goals against 17th place in the Premier League, fair fucking play.
West Ham did bottle it though.
Yeah, they did. Well, yeah, but we forced them into it.
Mm.
You can't just take credit away from Newcastle. We came back from 3-1 to 4-3, and you just put it all in the West Ham
around like Rick Waller was you forcing them into it.
But Ross Barkley made your team look average, pal.
You did bottle it because we fucking actually fought back. You just sit there like, oh, don't score. Don't.
Don't hurt
no,
us.
No, no, no. The difference is you go behind so often, you have to do that. It's programmed into your DNA. We don't concede goals.
You can't defend.
That's very different.
We've got character, man. We got the balls. We got personality. We're going to finish above Man United.
Keeping clean sheets is character. What? Kicking the ball out for a throw-in and then celebrating in front of your own fans is not character.
How was your character when you went 3 down at the Emirates?
Also, I don't think we finished above Man United.
Eh?
I don't think.
I think we can do it, man. Even though we have no centre backs anymore, we're going to be playing Kraft Dummett centre back tonight, or maybe Sharks.
I think Eddie Howe fucked up a little bit with his substitutions with injuries.
Where's what the game?
He moved like Burn to centre back, and then he moved Livramento from to right back to left back.
Yeah, because we have no players. Like Lascelles is out.
But then he also changed it again, and then he went on to win the game. Yeah. So I think he realised he'd made his mistake. And then he changed it again after like 20 minutes or whatever.
Everton are the easiest game of the season, man. Everton at home is the easiest gimme three points ever.
12 losses in a row or 12 games without a win in a row. That this is the classic.
Yeah. Nah, Pickford's always their downfall. He gets too excited at St. James's and gives
it
the big.
They have more of a full strength squad at the moment than you do.
They're not scared. They're the least scary team in the league. At home at St. James's Park, Everton's the easiest game in the league.
You're trying to force an agenda with a team.
It's not. Mate, we're going to fucking annihilate them.
I'd say
3-0, 4-0.
At home is
he's been pushing that role.
You actually want, you for some reason, you single-handedly are trying to push Newcastle versus Everton.
I don't like Everton.
And he's putting videos out going, he's fun to do.
I don't like Everton.
Literally no one cares.
We're going to beat them 3-4-0. We're going to chase down sixth. Calvin Phillips, though, what's the thoughts on the penalty?
That was really weird what you did.
Because we went on to
3-4-0. Because that's the problem when you talk about Newcastle. You tangent into everything you possibly think about the club at one time.
It all just comes out. Now, what do you think about the penalty? Because I'm curious.
I think it's a penalty.
The one we discussed earlier?
No, we barely touched on it.
It's just peak on Calvin Phillips because he's gone to boot the ball.
It's unlucky, but it's a penalty.
It's
a penalty.
How can you boot someone in the back of the leg and it not be a penalty?
I can see in what world.
It's like a bit sneaky from Anthony.
It's clever.
But has Gordon gone to win the ball there?
Could you not say it's actually a foul on Calvin Phillips?
That's irrespective.
Think about your
body in front of the ball and someone fouls you. That is
but
foul.
If you go to kick the football, and before you've kicked the football, someone's wiped in, said, "Oh, I've gone for the ball," and they give a foul the other way. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it's the same as if like someone's about to.
No.
Someone's about to whack the ball away and I dive in with my head knowing that you're going to smash
very short shorts
with your foot.
They are very short. If I go kick the football here, and then someone slides in and doesn't win the ball, takes me out, that's a foul on the person about to kick the ball, right? And you could say that's what Anthony Gordon's doing.
No,
because he didn't
initiate any contact.
He hasn't gone to win the ball though.
He's
all he's done is put his leg in.
I can see the West Ham complaints because the first penalty he wins, he plays the ball. He's got the back to a defender. He's actually playing the ball. The second time, he's actually came in with the intention just to play the defender. He's got his back to the ball. He's just
You could argue that Gordon's actually fouled Calvin there.
No, you definitely couldn't argue that.
You realise that's what Jack Grealish does like 50 times a game. Everyone goes, wow, he's so good at winning
fouls. I think it's a bit weird when you're not playing the ball, but we were G1 back because their quick free kick when Shah was down with a head injury was kind of a bit. So it's tuned.
Yeah, no one's on about that, mate. But you get yourself in between the player and the ball, and if you get booted, it's a foul.
Calvin didn't even know he was there.
So it's his own fault.
Yeah, that's just bad awareness.
Just he had to a defend bad a man game. That's down at the moment.
He had fucking a bad game, though.
He was terrible when he came.
Got rolled by Harvey Barnes for the winner as well.
It's more so the fact that like you can accept when players have a bad game where you get turned, but when he got like the fourth goal, when he gets turned, he just stands there and watches him. He doesn't even make an attempt to. Just look like you're trying. Just look like. Or
what do you think
he's getting turned in the middle of the park, and then he's just jogging back, and it's like fucking.
Like, mentally, he's struggling.
His head's not there, is it?
Yeah, it seems that way.
Yeah, fans are on him, swearing at them. I don't mind him giving it back.
I don't mind him giving it back. You're swearing at him anyway. But yeah, it was definitely a penalty.
Interesting. Well, guys, time to move on to our favourite part of the show, where we create another 11.
Another list.
And we haven't done this one before, so stay tuned to the underrated 11.
It's our yearly one.
What do you say?
It's our yearly one, then.
Yeah,
we do it every year.
Last year, February.
Yeah.
Okay, right.
Reeve, you notoriously said you would like to go first on this one.
I'm quite pleased about mine.
Reeve said he spent a whole 30 minutes on each position.
What a sad
I said that as cap, but you know, that's fine. In goal, for obvious reasons, the same reason why I said Trafford was overrated, it's Muric.
Hey.
Hello, I'm going to go.
Hello.
Hello.
I personally think he's underrated.
How many games have you played?
Two, but in the championship, he was like their starting keeper, wasn't he?
Was it? I don't know.
Yeah. Didn't he played it. Every game last season. Well, Trafford signed, didn't he?
Yeah. Who was it? Was it the ball knowledge, please?
Hey.
I'm going to go with it again because still doesn't get enough respect in this position. Ezri Konsa, right back.
He's not underrated.
He's not underrated.
He is underrated.
He's not played for England.
Yeah, exactly. Recently. He's only just been called up.
Because he's only just deserved to be called up, arguably.
Yeah, but he's been one of Villa's most consistent players this season. I don't think it's unfair to say that he's underrated.
He's still around.
He's definitely not overrated, but he's also kind of on the border of being rated.
Yeah.
I'll go towards the underrated.
Oh, fair enough, man. Great decision.
My favourite ever Jamaican English person.
What do you mean Jamaican English?
Ethan Pinnock.
Just English, isn't he?
He's both, actually.
Yeah.
Ethan Rupert Pinnock, man. You made my team.
Rupert, big Rup.
Next to him in the centre back, doesn't quite get the credit that he deserves, especially when people obviously, you know, mention Tim Ream and Bassey and stuff. Tosin Adarabaya.
Oh, I don't agree with that.
Why?
I think he's shit.
Well, there you go. That proves
there
his point.
Hey! And then next to him, another Fulham player, Anthony Robinson.
Yeah, he's good.
He's great.
I've got midfield five because I feel like all of these deserve a little mention.
Fair enough.
I've got Sander Berg. Obviously, people overlook Burnley for this season, but I think he's actually been very good.
Mm.
Adam Wharton.
Yeah, he's fucking good.
Crystal Palace.
Palace, yeah.
Oh, boy. João Gomes.
Yeah.
At Wolves. Obviously, people say Lamina. And actually, I said Lamina last time, but I think João Gomes come to the forefront. Lo Celso. Underrated. I think he's very good when he plays.
When did he play?
Well, when Maddison was injured.
What he existed, me.
I don't know about that. I thought
he'd left.
Yeah.
that's a good point, isn't it?
He's ages ago, isn't he?
Yeah, but he's played very well when he's had to start. And
he can't have played that many games this season. Have a look how many games he's played this season.
He's played 14 games.
Yeah.
2 goals, 2 assists.
How many times has he started?
he started 4 games.
I can't remember. I was going to say, I can't remember him playing.
Started 4 games.
Yeah. The FA Cup and the EFL Cup as a sub.
He started 4 games all season.
What's wrong with that?
4 games?
Yeah, but he's still a very good
player. Fabio Silva's played more than that.
He's still a very good player, and people forget how good he is.
I don't know.
Okay, right, well.
He can't be that good if he can't even get in a side when Madison's out.
That's different though, isn't it? I mean, we're talking about one of the best number 10s in the league.
When he's out.
Oh, right. No, he's played when he's been injured.
It's only started four times.
He didn't miss 4 games, did he?
Didn't really do much.
Okay, right, guys, fine. Pascal Gross, obviously, still one of the most underappreciated players in the league. And then Semenyo is my striker.
Yeah, I like that one a lot. That's a great decision.
Thanks, mate.
I'll go first. I'll go
really,
second.
I'm really harsh on Lo Celso, man, guys.
No, he's played 14.
He's a bit poo-poo.
He started four games.
Yeah, but he's an impact player as well.
No, he's a decent player.
Spurs will help me out. Spurs fans will help me out there, I think.
Right, in goal. Leno. Doesn't get the plaudit he deserves.
I see it. I think people are coming around to the idea that he's good now, though.
Yeah, and people obviously, when he played fast, like, he was good, yeah, he's shitty.
I mean, didn't everyone on here say that I was top 5 keepers in the Prem?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
right back, Calvarese actually said he was overrated.
Mm.
Dallow, underrated.
Yeah,
I agree.
I am a big fan of Dallow. Ethan Pinnock.
Yeah.
And then... it's annoying because he's actually been like our best centre back this season, but I feel like it is still Saliba that gets the plaudits, but Gabriel underrated.
I know where you're coming from.
You're right though,
Gabriel's been your best centre off this season.
Left back, Tsimikas. I think he's just class when he plays. Even when I'll say it every time, I'm trying not to respond to that. No, I think he is. Yeah, I think he's
I don't
good.
Think he is.
He
really
is. Not.
I think he's like he Paul Man Robertson, which no. in this day and age isn't that good.
No, he's, you don't watch ball.
I do, mate. Defensively,
shit, even Joe Gomez.
Joe Gomez plays left.
Something about him, man. He's good at corners as well.
He is. I'll give you his set piece delivery is underrated, but not his overall game is.
I like him, man.
All right.
I don't think set pieces is underrated. Liverpool needs.
Yeah, but that's my point. You lot think he's shit.
I do watch him though. So that's
my point. I've just been proved right.
Tsimikas.
Okay. Did you get that off a list? What? Did you get that off a list?
Fabian Silva list.
I was looking at some lists when I was making my team, and Tsimikas was on like all of them.
I've been Tsimikas number one.
All you've done is just
fan.
Admit that you've built a list.
Yeah. No, because Tsimikas isn't in mine. I chose against the list.
I'm pretty sure I put him in my list last year.
Oh, he's been rumbled.
I'm Tsimikas' biggest fan. I think you.
Maybe he's a fan.
Tsimikas' biggest fan.
Yeah, the fact that these
I've
two
never
think
heard
he's
shit. Talk about him ever.
I've talked about him multiple times.
No, I think if Klopp is paying Joe Gomez out of position ahead of you, then you can't be that.
Tsimikas injured though.
Is he?
No.
Yeah, he did like his fucking ACL.
No, he's playing. He's very much on the bench.
He's on the bench.
He's on the bench.
He has been injured this season for a while.
He's
played 12 matches this season.
Well, yeah, that's
what about now?
Injured.
What about now? Is he injured now? What's his status now?
Status.
Is he on the bench for the
game? Let's have a look.
he's just come back from injury.
Is he on the bench?
Yeah, because he's just come back from injury.
Is that why he's on the bench?
Mate, he's just come back from injury.
How do you know?
I'm Tsimikas' biggest fan.
When did he get back from injury?
Don't know. A few weeks ago, maybe?
3 months ago?
Yeah, when Joe Gomez has been playing.
Remember, he like popped his shoulder out.
Yeah, that was a while back.
Yeah, so he's just come back from injury. Midfield three of Lerma, Grob.
Lerma's a good shout, actually.
By the way, I've just looked back to February and he's on the bench there as well.
He just come back from injury. Lerma, Grob.
I can't even think of, sorry, go on.
Grob and the man Iwobi.
Yeah, I nearly had Iwobi.
Yeah, yeah, nice.
Yes.
That's a good midfield. It's a good midfield.
Thank you, guys. And a front three of Dwight McNeil.
No.
That's exactly my point. Exactly my point.
Okay.
He's one of Everton's best players. Underappreciated, underrated.
Yeah, and where are they?
Yeah, only because of point deductions.
Oh, no.
Also a bit of shit bomb.
I haven't won in 12.
Dwight McNeil is one of their better players. He's underrated.
That doesn't say much.
Semenyo.
Yeah.
I got Danny Welbeck.
Still doing it.
Man, this guy doesn't stop. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Keeps scoring.
That was his 100th appearance for Brighton, wasn't it?
Was it? Yeah.
Was it?
Was that it? I thought he played more than that for him.
Usually peeps.
Oh, that was, yeah, that's fair.
Thanks, guys. And that is a dub for me. You only didn't like one player.
You're Tsimikas.
Kostas.
Yeah. Yeah.
As I know.
Maybe it's Kostas.
I call him KT.
I got Areola.
Yeah.
Is he underrated?
I think so. He was for a bit.
Not
like,
one of you had him in your top 10 list for goalies the other day when we did it. So yeah, he is.
Mm.
No one.
It is true.
Of course he is.
I didn't.
So you don't think he's in the top 10 goalies in the league? He is. I got Dalot, Zouma, Max Kilman, Mikalenko.
Max Kilman?
Zouma?
Everybody knows Max Kilman's good now.
But he can't get in the England team?
Because we've got other centre backs.
Yeah.
But Max Kilman, he's Wolves' captain. He's been one of their best players this season.
He's a captain,
he should
exactly.
be in the England
for a
team.
Reason.
Yeah.
A team who we thought would go down.
People rate him.
Who?
Me?
Southgate doesn't.
Oh, so Southgate.
But the wider public don't really talk about Kilman, I don't think. I think he's
Zouma.
Underrated. You don't rate Zouma?
I don't rate anyone who beats up cats.
Yeah.
So we're going to go off the pitch now.
Yeah.
Okay. Mikalenko, then my midfield, I've gone for
but don't people rate Mikalenko as being like Everton's best player at the moment?
I feel like Tom's just regurgitated his underrated 11 from last year.
Is it?
Like everyone knows Mikalenko's like class.
These are all players last year where we went, yeah, Kilman.
I don't remember. Yeah. I honestly don't remember my team from last year. So it might
but everyone says Mikalenko's like Everton's best player this year.
Do that.
What about Dwight McNeil?
You just said Dwight McNeil.
Yeah, I think he's one of them. Yeah, that's the two, exactly.
That's the two.
Okay. Midfield, I've got Christie, Kamara, I think.
Ryan Christie.
I put him as an honorable mention, to be fair. Put Kamara there.
Whenever I watch Bournemouth, he's one of the better players and he doesn't seem to get any plaudits. I have gone with Lamina at Wolves. He's been their best player this season.
We had him in last year, didn't we? So I couldn't really,
use it. I wouldn't have had him in last year.
You're two Wolves players so far.
Gross, obviously. And then, it's changed to Dementia, but it was actually Semenyo.
His list.
No, it's Connor's dementia. And I've still got Nunes in. Darwin Nunes. I think he's still underrated by some.
What?
Hey,
what?
What?
What do you mean?
Like,
who's underrating Darwin Nunes?
Me.
Who's underrating like 70 million?
right, okay. There you go. Yeah.
No, that's not that.
People he's cross-referenced his Darwin Nunes himself.
People that still call Darwin Nunes a
everyone
donkey.
Here yeah, just a green tick and Nunes over Jesus.
They call him because it's funny.
Yeah, we actually just admitted that he's better than our number nine.
Yeah.
I'm not on about you two. Nunes is still known as like a donkey and he can't finish and can't score.
It's funny to do that.
Yeah,
but everyone knows his class.
Oh, right. So, No,
you can't have a £70 million striker up there.
No, that's what?
You can't do that. It's not allowed. Fail. Eat as shit. Send him as shit.
Okay. Shit, mate.
That is the worst out of all of them.
Yeah, I don't like the Nunes shot. That makes sense.
Why don't I put Declan Rice?
There's a lot of other, because in strikers as well, there's
Nunes
so many players.
Nunes has performed like Declan Rice this season, hasn't he?
There's so many players who can go in the striker slot as well.
That shit.
Okay.
Common Tom L.
What am I going to do? Go on.
Right, I've got Nick Pope first. Because the man sat over there.
You haven't.
I have.
Every list we do, you somehow fit Nick Pope into the team.
You can't have him as underrated when you personally called him the first best keeper in the league last season.
If anything's overrated.
This season, Tom's saying how shit he is and blah, blah, blah. He's underrated.
Why do you have to put Pope in every list you do?
He's underrated.
Did you put him in the overrated one as well?
If you could. I think you did.
Right back, I got Dalot. Centre backs, I have got
Fabian Shah.
Thank you. You called him the best ball playing centre half in the league. Has he underrated?
This is what I don't understand.
I haven't called
from
him
you.
Shit.
This is what I don't understand from you. Because your overrated 11 was Dubravka, Trippier, Botman, but the other half of the back five are underrated. So how's the defence working there?
That's why I'm conceding.
That's outrageous.
You only know Newcastle footballers.
Yeah, centre back. Gabriel, because everyone rants about Saliba, but I think that...
We've let Theo have that one. Carry on.
Left back. Right, I promise this is... I can't promise this, but I promise this is almost the last
Burn.
Newcastle player.
Dan Burn. Oh, man.
He has got so much stick, especially for Newcastle fans.
How can half of your overrated 11 list be comprised of Newcastle players?
I did it very quickly.
And half of your underrated 11 list be comprised of Newcastle
players? Who are your left backs?
I had Anthony Robinson.
Mikalenko.
People that actually are underappreciated.
Dan Burn's the one that I'll stand by the most out of those there because he's really been shredded. But
no,
like,
he's shit, mate.
He's actually still strong when he's in our team.
He gets cooked every week that I've watched him play this season.
Nah, that's nasty, man. Chong, Endo, and Harvey Elliott.
He's got his full circle here.
Harvey Elliott's a good shout.
Harvey Elliott,
because
when we did the youngsters recently, last week we didn't have
bottom, didn't we? He's one of the most rated.
No, I don't.
Have in the world.
He isn't, man. Nah. He doesn't get the plaudits he deserves. Oh, okay.
Even I don't get. Wait, I didn't have him in my list.
Who was the second one? Chong,
Endo, Harvey Elliott.
Endo.
So we have Jacob Murphy because he likes a nice thundercut strike.
Oh my!
He did it once.
God,
he does all the time. He's fucking good.
He did it once.
He's good.
He done it once.
He doesn't even. Oh my!
Yes, he does, man. He's fucking class.
Say what you know, Lou.
You know what I know? You don't believe yourself when you do. You look up to the right.
And Jacob Murphy, I used to fucking think he was a steaming pile of poo poo, but he's class.
Is that why you said when he was injured it was a massive impact to the loss of injuries that you had at Newcastle?
Yeah, he is a massive impact. He's fucking class.
He doesn't get anywhere near your starting 11 when you're fully fit.
Bearing in mind, you've got a bush
and he
baby.
Doesn't. He
right
starts
wing.
Almiron every week.
I know he only has to beat Almiron. Like he comes on Almiron a lot. We rotate that right wing position quite a lot.
He's so underrated. Why can't he start?
Because you think
you got a pair of googly eyes at right wing, and you still think Jacob Murphy should be playing ahead of him.
Almiron is not underrated. He's overrated. Willian left wing. I've just put him there. I've been liking him for a while. Everyone thought he was finished at Fulham. And then up front, the mighty, the unbelievable striker, the guy who has the same goals per minute than
Haaland.
And Harland.
That's the end of the show, everyone.
Chris Wood!
I thought you were going to say Isak.
Chris Wood.
How can you say that when he was poo for you at Newcastle?
Yeah, he was, but he's had a good season.
He's having a good season.
He's having as good a season as usual.
He's the same goals per minute than the best striker in the league.
Yeah, but he's a good goal scorer before he moved to Newcastle. He had three 10-plus goal scoring seasons in a row.
So he's underrated.
There you go.
So he's underrated.
He's one of few players to have 5 10-plus
seasons in a row. There you go.
Fucking
underrated, man. Up the Chris Wood.
I don't think he's underrated. That's why people buy him. That's why you bought him for £30 million.
I get his point. Yeah, but that's the point. No, the point is everyone thinks he's shit, but he actually is all right. So
yeah,
he's good.
I
think Lewis has got a dub there. Sorry, Reeve.
You're going to have to hold that.
I think he's fairly rated. I think people look at Chris Wood and go, yeah, he does a job. That's why you buy him.
Fucking dog shit.
There you go.
Well, then. I should know.
Hey,
football, eh?
What a great show, guys. Let us know your underrated 11 in the comments down below. And if you've enjoyed this episode, please be sure to rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Make sure you drop a like and subscribe. Rotate 300,000 subscribers on YouTube. And guys,
We're streaming Thursday and Sunday, we should say as well.
Yeah.
Double
two streams this week.
Yeah, man. And I'll be there. So stay tuned. Just like I was on the thumbnail at the weekend and wasn't there. We got you. I will see you next week. Bye.